Om Shanti. Today is 4th of June 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be powerful by becoming a Mahavir and make unconscious ones conscious by giving them life-giving herb, Sanjeevani Bhuti. The sun itself is powerful, and so it spreads light with its power everywhere. In the same way, be powerful. Give many the life-giving herb and continue to do the service of making unconscious one conscious. And you will then be called a Mahavir. Always have the awareness that you have to be victorious and make everyone victorious. The way to become victorious is to remain busy. Remain busy in the task of self-benefit and world-benefit, and the atmosphere will continue to become that of destroyers of obstacles. So Baba is saying two things here. First, become like a Mahavir, like Hanuman, and give to many the life-giving herb, and continue to do this service of making unconscious ones conscious. Those who are murchit, unconscious, make them surchit, conscious. And this is the greatest service. So what you have to do, give them Sanjeevani Bhuti. Give them life-giving herb. Just as sun is powerful, Baba is giving example of sun. And with its power, it spreads light everywhere. It spreads its power everywhere. In the similar manner, give everyone life-giving herb. Then you will be called Mahavir. So, this event comes in Mahabharata. It is shown that Lakshmana was defeated twice by Indrajit. The very first day Indrajit entered into the battle, he used Nagpash, and both of the brothers, Rama and Lakshmana, they got unconscious, but then luckily saved by that Garuda. And both timely intervention by Hanuman. And next day, then he decided, when he saw that both of the brothers are saved, he decided that I have to kill one of them. And then he uses some Vasavi Shakti. And with that, Lakshmana falls unconscious. And if only and only, then it is also shown that this Hanuman goes and kidnaps royal physician from Ravana. And that physician says, that Vaidya says, if you can bring the life-giving herb, the magical herb, the Sanjeevani Bhuti from those far away, Dronagiri Parvat, somewhere in the Uttarakhand and somewhere in the Himalayas, then only it's possible that Lakshmana can be saved. And without any further delay, Hanuman sets off for his journey to bring that life-giving herb. And when he reaches that Dronagiri Parvat, he is confounded. He doesn't understand which is the herb, because he finds everything is shining. So what he does? He gets the entire mountain, and then that physician is clever enough to find out which is that life-giving herb. And when that herb is taken and it's given to Lakshmana, he is made alive. He becomes conscious. Many people have tried to find out in today's world which was that life-giving herb, which was that Sanjeevani Bhuti, and they have proposed certain candidates, certain plans as candidates for Sanjeevani Booty. One of the most proposed candidate is this flower, Selaginella bryopteris. This is the one plant, and they say this could be probable Sanjeevani Booty. But there are a few other candidates as well. So, the crux of the matter is, you have to become like Mahavir, Baba is saying. Because at present, souls have become unconscious. Meghnad, in fact, represents lust. And Lakshman represents Brahmacharya. But at first, Brahmacharya is defeated twice before it becomes victorious. Lakshmana was little egoistic and he thinks that none can defeat me. And this ego itself leads to his defeat. That when Meghnad comes and he doesn't gauge the powers of Meghnad. Meghnad is very powerful. Just as Hanuman is Indriyajit, Hanuman is supreme in self-control. In the similar manner, even Meghnad was Indrajit. He was also controller of his senses. So it was a... just as Lakshmana was the man of self-control, in the similar manner, even Meghnad was the man of self-control. So, at first, because of that egoistic nature, that somewhere Lakshman feels that I am conqueror, I am victorious, I know how to, Meghnad is nothing in front of me. And probably this is the very ego that leads to his downfall. So, in the battle against lust, if one is too much egoistic about one's purity, about one's brahmacharya, that invariably leads to downfall. So first time he is defeated. Second time again he is defeated. First time both Rama and Lakshmana both are defeated by that Nagpash. Second time, it is shown even in the books, both are defeated again. And Hanuman brings that Sanjeevani Booty for both Rama and Lakshmana. But then some scriptures differ. So, whatever, it is not with the ego that you can conquer lust. Baba is saying, if you first have to become Mahavir and then you can give others that Sanjeevani Booty. So become like the Mahavir who brings that entire those Sanjeevani Booty, and all those who are unconscious in this world, why they have become unconscious? They have become unconscious because they are struck by that weapon, those potent weapons of vices. And because of this thing, they are as if on the deathbed, moribund, dying, about to breathe their last. So bring Sanjeevani Booty and give them Sanjeevani Booty. So what is the Sanjeevani Booty in Gyan? Which is the life-giving herb? What Sanjeevani Booty Baba is talking about? Life-giving herb. What is the life-giving herb? What is the Sanjeevani Booty in Gyan? The first Sanjeevani Booty is knowledge. Gyan is the Sanjeevani Booty. Then Smriti is the Sanjeevani Booty. Awareness is the Sanjeevani Booty. Then Vairag itself is Sanjeevani Booty. Tapasya is Sanjeevani Booty. Yoga is Sanjeevani Booty. Give this Sanjeevani Booty to the souls. Self, Swaman is the Sanjeevani Booty. Higher consciousness is the Sanjeevani Booty. Baba says you are Mahavir and your task, your aim, your goal is to make unconscious conscious. The world has gone into the stage of delirium. Awaken it. Make it conscious again. And only you can do this. No, none can do in this world. Because you are the only one who can bring this Sanjeevani Booty. You are the only one who have been given this Sanjeevani Booty. This life-giving herb. This magical herb. By which you can make unconscious conscious. So, Sanjeevani Puti. Give everything. Just as Hanuman brought everything. When he got confused, which is the Sanjeevani Puti? And then the physician selected, oh, this is the Sanjeevani Puti. So when you see unconscious people in front of you, give them everything. You never know which one would prove a Sanjeevani Puti for them. For example, a teacher in the class asks a question to the students, and one small student raises his hand and he says, which answer you want? Which type of answer you want? So he says, teacher says, what do you mean by which type of answer? So he says, there are two types of answer. One is Hanuman type of answer, second is Arjun type of answer. Which answer you want? So teacher says, what do you mean by Hanuman type of answer and what do you mean by Arjun type of answers? So the student says, Hanuman type of answers means I will answer everything. After that you select what is your question and what is your answer. So that is known as Hanuman type of answer. Second answer is Arjun type of answer. Arjun means when he was asked by Dronacharya, what are you seeing? And all others are saying, somebody is seeing sky, somebody is seeing feet of the Guru, somebody is seeing bird and somebody is seeing leaves and somebody is seeing the open sky and so on and so forth. But Arjuna was the only one who was seeing only the eye of that bird. Means very definite answer, very precise, very to the point specific answer. So there are two types of answers. Hanuman type of answer and Arjun type of answers. So when you do not know what answers to give, you should always give Hanuman type of answer. You offer them everything. You offer them all the paraphernalia of knowledge. It's sort of cafeteria approach. Let them come and then select what to take and what to not to take. Give them everything. Buffet system. You know, this is a better thing. Buffet system is better because it doesn't waste food. Otherwise, if you offer them everything, they take everything and then they throw off everything. The waste over is so much. The burden of waste over in India and across the world is too much. So here, in knowledge, give Sanjeevani Puti to everyone. And when you don't know what is exactly Sanjeevani Puti, bring that entire Dronagiri Parvat and keep in front of them. Probably they will understand which is Sanjeevani Puti for them. So Baba is saying us to become Mahavir, to become Hanuman. Hanuman means you should be having so much power. You should be able to fly. And you should be able to do your task within the time, allotted time. It's not that, because if not before sunrise, if you bring Sanjeevani Puti, Lakshmana will die. You have to bring it before sunrise. So there is a time limit and he has a power and he is so powerful, he is very light, he goes flying and in between also, the enemy is there in the form of Kalnemi, sitting in the guise of Sadhu and sitting and chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. And Hanuman is tempted to alight. Hanuman is tempted to come down and meet this great devotee of Rama. Maya is disguising as a devotee and trying to divert the attention of Hanuman. But Hanuman is clever enough. He goes to drink some water and in the water he is caught by some crocodile or something, and that person tells him that this is a fake guru. Fake. Fake gurus. Fake sadhu. Please be aware. And then he takes care of that sadhu. So whilst bringing Sanjeevani Puti also, the path is not so easy. So many obstacles, so many hindrances are there. There are fake gurus sitting, fake Brahmins sitting, trying to divert your attention. So it's not everybody who is saying Baba, Baba, Baba. It means he is Baba's child. You might get tempted and you might get misguided in your path. So Baba is telling us to become Mahavir, means powerful. You should be able to go unobstructed. You should be able to fly and bring that entire mountain. So this is one. Second thing in this Vardhan, there are two unrelated things. Second thing Baba is saying, if you want to become victorious, what you have to do is, you have to remain busy. Stay busy. Last Sundays, not this Sunday, last Sunday's Murli also Baba said, you stay busy in Gyanratna. in the jewels of knowledge. So the Maya would not come near you. Otherwise Maya will find that you are very much free and Maya will come near you. That's why this seva thing is very important. Many times a thought comes, ki give up all the sevas and all those outside show off and just focus only on tapasya. But as I was saying that the other day, this seva is the frame, photo frame. And this, you are here, this tapasya, gyan, yoga is in between. But the seva is the frame. The moment the frame is taken off, your tapasya and your yoga will not be so powerful, so satisfying. It's seva is must. Even though sometimes you feel that seva is occupying you, but good that you remain occupied, because all those who gave up seva and devoted only to Gyan Yoga, somehow they got entrapped in the Maya, in the daldal of Maya. Okay? So stay busy. How to stay busy? That is the homework. How to stay busy in Brahmin life? What are the things we have to do in order to stay busy? How to engage our mind in Gyan Yoga, Dharana and Seva? But keep oneself busy. Find out those timings of the day where we remain free for some time, and that is the time when Maya comes. That may be 10 minutes. That may be 15 minutes. You know, I have a very beautiful Maya in my life and I recognized it. Whenever we used to give, or I used to give any class and the class finishes, okay, after that 15 minutes or half an hour, I do not feel very much concentrated. I try to recall what I said and what things I should have said, and these are the points which were missing. But this is a waste of time again. I thought this is the point where Maya can come. So what I do is, the moment you finish any class, immediately start reading something else. Immediately start preparing something new. So that this daydreaming, thinking, or you met somebody and somebody says, oh, it was very good, and somebody says it was useless, bogus, nonsense. I don't agree with what you said. Whatever, yes, good or bad, but that those thoughts keep on going on. So I realize this is Maya. So let me just stop. The moment you finish something, immediately start preparing something else. Immediately start reading something else. Immediately start understanding new knowledge, new concepts. So fill those gaps where there are time waste with something else. So Baba is saying, stay busy. Remain busy in the task of self-benefit and world benefit, Swakalyan, Vishwakalyan, and the atmosphere will continue to become that destroyer of obstacle, and you will become Nirvigna, you will become Vigna Vinashak, you will become destroyer of obstacles. So, two things from today's Murli, two homeworks you can write down in your book. What are the specialities of Hanuman? 21 specialities of Mahavir. He is quick, he is obedient, he is light, he is powerful, he is humble, so on and so forth. Think of all these things. And when he is confused and he doesn't understand what to do, he brings the entire Dronagiri Parvat. So he is that clever. He is very Guni Ati Chatur. Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatur. Rama Kaj Karibeko Atur. He is always eager to do Rama's work. So what are the specialities of Hanuman? Yesterday's Murli we heard of Angad. Angad's specialities are different, Hanuman's specialities are different. Though both are monkey gods, they are says. But Hanuman is little special, you know. Is of more importance. Angad is of secondary importance. Even the outside people do not know Angad. We know Angad because it often comes in the Murli. Achalodol Angad, Achalodol Angad. Other people you ask, who is Angad? So they are hardly aware. But Hanuman, have you ever seen any temple of Angad? No, there is no temple devoted to Angad. But yes, Hanuman has got his temple across the world. And as many as jokes upon Hanuman and many things. But there is hardly any joke on Angad or any. It's only who know Ramayana, they know Angad. And we know Angad through Murli. Otherwise, we would not also have not known Angad. So what are the specialities of Hanuman? And second homework is how to stay busy in Brahmin life. Om Shanti.